Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dreams.
It's time to go traveling again on this Dr. Jazz Hour, this time down south to the great state of Georgia. Yes, peanuts and peaches, home of the Braves, the Falcons, and the Hawks. Sorry, no hockey down there. Let's begin with the state song, Georgia on My Mind, written by Hoagie Carmichael in 1930 and adopted by the state of Georgia in 1979. Ethel Waters sang it in 1939. Then guitarist Russell Malone pays tribute to the Peach State with the title track from his Sweet Georgia Peach album of 1998. Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. Drummer Ben Pollock and orchestra recorded Two Tickets to Georgia in 1933 with vocal by guitarist Nappy LaMare.
Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams, I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. The whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. A song of you comes sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams, I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, 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 no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on.
My mind. pay. Two tickets to Georgia, okay, GA. Two tickets to sunshine, two tickets to joy. Two tickets with offers for girl and boy. Come on and sing, sing a wedding tune for a bride and groom on their honeymoon. And hey there, red cap, take care of those presents. Lady girl, two tickets to Georgia, two bids for you.
This Dr. Jazz Hour is paying homage to the state of Georgia. From his tribute album to Fats Waller, Louis Armstrong included Sweet Savannah Sue with a big band in 1929. The black neighborhood of Savannah, Georgia was once called Yamacraw. Stride pianist James P. Johnson played Yamacraw on solo piano in 1944. The African-American section of Atlanta was known as Dark Town. A jazz standard written by Sheldon Brooks in 1917 is Darktown Strutter's Ball, here done by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra in 1938. Hank Jones and trio plus Bobby Jasper recorded Sunday in Savannah in 1956. Jones on piano, Jasper on flute, Paul Chambers bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. We're off to the Peach State of Georgia on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Sometimes Louis Armstrong's Hot Five is recorded under the name Lil's Hot Shots, referring to the pianist and wife of Armstrong, Lil Hardin. So here are the Hot Shots in 1926 doing Fats Waller's Georgia Bobo. W.C. Handy composed Atlanta Blues in 1923. Piano Man Junior Mance and Trio did it in 1961 on the album Big Chief. Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers recorded Georgia Swing in 1928. And trombonist Curtis Fuller and a big band will do Savannah in 1962 from Cabin in the Sky.
Thank you.
This last set of Georgia Jazz will begin with lady guitarist Joyce Cooling playing Savannah from her 1997 Playing It Cool release. In 1927, Miff Mole and his Molars, I don't think their name had anything to do with teeth, recorded Darktown Strutter's Ball. The septet included Miff on trombone, Red Nichols on trumpet, and Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet. Rosemary Clooney sang Sunday in Savannah on her 1959 Swing Around Rosie album with the Buddy Cole Trio. Columbus Stockade Blues was written in 1927 about the jail in Columbus, Georgia. Pete Fountain and his clarinet did it with a big band. And lastly, from his 1956 album Father Plays Fats, Earl Hines and Quartet will do another version of Darktown Strutter's Ball.
Savannah, I faintly heard. Amen.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.